Simultaneous Dependence of the Matter Clustering on the Scale and Environment, by Yun Wang et al. In this work, we propose new statistical tools that are capable of characterizing the simultaneous dependence of the dark matter and gas clustering on the scale and density environment, which are the environment-dependent wavelet power spectrum, ENVWPS, environment-dependent bias function, ENV bias, and environment-dependent wavelet cross-correlation, ENVWCC. These statistics are applied to the dark matter and baryonic gas density fields of the TNG 100:1 simulation at redshifts of Z equals 3.0 to 0.0, the ILLUSTRIS-1 and SIMBA at Z equals 0. Measurement of the ENVWPSs suggests that the clustering strengths of both the dark matter and gas increase with the increasing density, while that of a Gaussian field shows no density dependence. By measuring the ENV bias and ENVWCC, we find that they vary significantly with the environment, scale and redshift. A noteworthy feature is that at Z equals 0.0, the gas is less biased in denser environments of delta is greater than or equal to 10 around 3HMPC1, due to gas reaccretion caused by decreased AGN feedback strength at lower redshifts. We also find that the gas correlates more tightly with dark matter in both the most dense and underdense environments than that in other environments at all epochs. Even at Z equals 0, the ENVWCC is greater than 0.9 in delta is greater than or equal to 200 and delta is less than or equal to 0.1 at scales of K is less than or equal to 10HECTOMEGAPERCENT-1. In summary, our results support that local density environment has a non-negligible impact on the deviations between dark matter and gas distributions up to large scales. This was Simultaneous Dependence of the Matter Clustering on the Scale and Environment, by Yun Wang et al.